Welcome to Align by Design. I'm Amy Elizabeth, a 5'1 splenic projector, a mother, and a partner. I'm a former teacher who has now created worldwide impact with a global brand and making multi-millions while going through massive life changes and basking in all of the polarities in only a few short years. All of this from aligning with my human design. I bring human design to you in a way you've never experienced it before. I work with the process of alignment through the unsexy work so you can tap into another level of sexy you didn't know existed yet, all while becoming the most authentic you. I desire you to own all of your powers so you can experience the flow, the ease, the integrity, the success, the freedom, the satisfaction, and most importantly, the undeniable magnetism alignment brings so you can create the impact and, of course, the income your soul desires. Let's dive in. Welcome back to Align by Design. It is Amy Elizabeth, and today I'm going to be talking about fourth lines. So this is something that I've picked up and understood and really seen a number of times about fourth lines, but it's not necessarily something that's in writing. So I just want to let everybody know that my own observation from coaching so many and just really understanding and observing and really seeing the nuances and what plays into energy type with fourth lines and how different you guys are. So what I see for fourth lines, and somebody actually sent me a message because I was showing a video of my son, who is a 4-6 manifesting generator, being the life of the party. He's a little ham. He's a little flirt. And I also know a lot of fourth lines that are much more reserved and don't exactly feel comfortable or even love having a lot of people around or being super, super social. Fourth lines can also often be described just as that. Super social, having a lot of connections, having a big network, but they really differentiate, and what I find based on design, conditioning, and of course, our energy types. So there's not, again, like the exact one inside of the puzzle. It's so individualized, but I do see three different forms of fourth line. So let's break those down. If you're fourth line, obviously, let us know how this resonates, which one you feel like you are. And also, you guys, we have incredible things coming up this week. We have Staying Power, which is the masterclass called The Eras Aligned Staying Power. And if you are struggling in the industry, if you have had ups and downs, if you've watched people come in and out, if you are just popping into the industry, you're going to want to develop Staying Power, which is all about personal alignment, mindset, energetics, and really digging into your power, your staying power. Because if you don't have staying power, you don't have anything. And to be quite honest, this can be transferred into any area of your life, health, fitness, any career, your relationships. Like, this is everything. Staying power is everything. So it's going to be live this week. It will be like tripling in price when we actually sell it on the Evergreen. You do have lifetime access to it at whatever price you're purchasing it at now. We also had our human design special sharing our readers, Crystal and Ashley. We did an incredible live masterclass or live together last week. So you guys can go check that out. You can book your human design readings. PPP is coming up very, very, very soon. All the good things. Okay, so here's the three different categories I see fourth lines going into. So again, we're going to really play into this, just kind of pick up what you are, share with us. We'd love to know more because this is my own social experiment. Okay, so obviously I see the flirty ones, okay? So flirty ones, the ones that love socialization, the ones that literally get energized around other people. Now, my partner is also a 4-6, but he's a projector, but he works very much like this too. If it's the right people, he loves new people. He loves new connections. My son, same thing, loves new people, loves new connections. Now he will kind of like dwindle out if he's like, okay, like I know this person. We've been, you know, around these people a lot, etc. He loves new people. So we have the fourth lines that are super adventurous and super social, especially in new social settings. So very friendly, very flirtatious, very like needs to know people, instantaneous friends, right? Like people that are like, oh, that's my friend. I'm like, really? That's your friend? Because I'm pretty sure you met them one time. Like, you know, just categorize yourself as friends immediately and develop friendships immediately and connections. So
even for myself as a 5'1", like I sit here and I'm like, I'm not friends with you until like we actually have a deep connection. That could take years before I like categorize somebody a friend, where I see this category of fourth lines just like making one connection with somebody and like involving them already in like their friend roster. And we'll call them and be like, oh, you know, I remember yada, yada, yada. Like, you have a connection here, or what do you think I should do with this? You know, like making those friendships and or those connections and extending those connections beyond the first meeting. And again, very flirtatious, very adventurous, very social, like they get energized, like you see the energy pick up from kind of bouncing from person to person, or that new person, that new conversation, like something fresh and alive and giving there. So that's one type of fourth line, okay? They love the interaction. Maybe if you're in a mastermind, you're also the person that's like really developing the friendships, really making those connections, wanting to continue to go. It's giving you more zest in your life, right? Just building those relationships and those friendships and being part of something that feels new and fresh. Okay, so then we have the fourth line that is much more introverted. That would say, like, let's say the complete opposite of this form of a fourth line that is like, I don't love social settings. I don't think I'm a very social person. I don't love meeting new people. I don't love the small talk, right? So again, we're looking at energy type might be a factor in it. Otherwise, personality, the interaction with your fourth line, right? Like just so many different factors. So there's no answer to this. And again, obviously no right and wrong. So this is a fourth line though that like loves their space. They love alone time, and their fourth line is really shining in the deeper intimate connections and relationships with people. So it's less of that surface level, and I'm just going to say surface level of the category before, not that it is, but it's just like, you know, fast and on the surface and building those relationships, where this one is like, no, I need a few people and I want to go deep with those people, and I'm, you know, really going to connect with them because they mean something, right? There's a deeper connection and a deeper meaning besides knowing someone or meeting someone. What do they bring to the table? How are they supporting me as a fourth line? How are we giving and taking, right? So there's like almost more of that equality there, where it's like they're getting as much as they're giving, and that fourth line isn't feeling like they're overextending themselves. Like it feels really safe. It feels very cohesive in the giving and the taking, and they don't need to go out and they don't feel the urge to continue to meet people. It doesn't give them energy to meet more and more. It's more so about the depth of the relationship, the longevity, the connection, the loyalty even, right, inside of those relationships. So we have those fourth lines, which are feeling much more like the introverted fourth lines and much more to themselves, much more to their connections and their people that they already have, or when they meet somebody, it's going to be kind of like the rare one where they're like, oh, like I would actually really like to get to know you. And again, this feels like a very fair trade here. And then we have the third category. Again, this is all just my observation, that they are a little bit of both depending on the situation. So they know how to turn it on. They know how to activate that fourth line flirtation, the life of the party. But if they're around the wrong people, if they're around the wrong crowd, if they feel maybe misunderstood or not seen or not appreciated or not valued or not important, actually, I think that word's very important here, not important, they will then shut it down, not want to be there, not want to make those connections, not want to expand, not want to be social. They will flip to that introverted side. So in this category, you're kind of wavering between the two, depending the environment and the feeling of importance that you have there, the feeling of acceptance that you have there. So it's going to differentiate per situation, per circumstance. Now, this may be maybe the more difficult one, because people in your life can get very confused, right? Like, what, one time you are, one time you're not. Like, are you a good person to bring to the party, or are you not the good person to bring to the party? You know, like kind of like in and out, don't really know, or don't know how to support you when you're feeling off, and or could feel annoyed when you're super on. You know, like what activates it, what brings it on, like can feel just like two different people that are living there, right? And this could also be very difficult for you too when you don't understand, especially the rest of your chart. Sometimes maybe, again, there could be an interaction with an emotional authority inside of here, right? That could be moving this in different directions as well. But it could be even challenging for you because you're like, you know, sometimes I really want to, and sometimes I want to expand my business. Sometimes I want to go on all the podcasts. Sometimes I want to do all the things, but like, why can't I be consistent in it? And when you really understand, you know, A, your staying power, and B, how you operate, and even the signals that you're starting to get, and this is going to be very important for you to look deeper into, because sometimes you could just be triggered into being shut down and it not actually be like an authentic, pure explanation in that moment. But important for you to notice like what environment, what's going on, and why you're shutting down. So again, this could be very trigger activated for you, aka hop into the trigger. or this could be just really genuine. It's not the right people. So those are the three categories I've been finding are very predominant, very dominant, very obvious, and continuously told to me from fourth lines. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Fourth lines are always like, I'm kind of this, I'm kind of that. Like, you guys have told me what these categories are, and enough of you have told me that I've actually made them into categories. So let me know if you're fourth line, which of these ones you are, which of the three you feel like you resonate with. Maybe again, there's two that you're like, yep, for sure, for sure. This one, well, I guess if you're two, you're probably the third one. Let me know which one landed and what's making sense for you. And even, you know, like what you think is impacting that. If you feel like it's conditioning, if you feel like it's triggers, if you feel like it's the rest of your chart interacting inside of your design, right? Those elements of your design that impact how that fourth line really shows up. Want to know it? Love to hear it, because love this social information and social studies that I continue to do through these observations. You guys, fourth lines, if you are listening, if you know a fourth line, please share this with a fourth line, because fourth lines, I feel like, are the most misunderstood. It feels so basic and so obvious inside of what you hear about fourth lines, but it's, you guys are so much deeper than that. And Melanie and Lair and I also have our program called Profiles, which is out. So if you guys are not in that, I would really like 11 out of 10 recommend getting into that, because we are breaking down profiles in a way you have never heard it before. So I'm sending you guys so much love. And again, let us know what landed. Tag us on social. Let me know which category 1, 2, or 3 of a fourth line you are. Sending you love.
Align by design.